Now, Concordia, is there anything that we can do to make the drogue charge faster?
Well, sir, as you know, the drogue is charged by magic. And thus when stories and songs are fed into it, it charges faster.
Ah, yes, I see. Well, Aunt Ambrosia, it looks like I'll be telling you more stories anyway.
Wait just a minute here.
Oh no, they're back!
What? Who?
Those neighborhood kids that destroyed my petunias!
Oh, now, Aunt Ambrosia, I'm sure that wasn't completely...
Shut it up, Top Hat Man!
We're not here to play or hear dumb stories!
Well, then, what are you here for?
This is a shakedown!
No, shakedown? You mean, like, hootenanny? Shaking my rumpus?
What did he just say?
I have no idea! Petunias, they just got better.
Well, I thought we crushed those things earlier.
You did.
So what happened?
Well, you see, this machine over here.
This hunk of junk?
Excuse me, it is not a hunk of junk. It is a highly capable warship. Say, what are you doing there?
Well, if you say it's highly capable of war, then it must be worth something.
I say, stop that. Get out of here.
Why don't you go ahead and make us, Top Hat Man?
Excuse me, but my name is Fable J. Peregrine, and I am a commander of a drobe and teller of stories.
Well, why don't you tell us a story?
Yeah, and if we like it, we'll let you go.
Very well, I shall tell you a story. I shall tell all of you a story. A story that shall continue from the last time we left Cirrus Jones in the world of courage.
Just then, as they were eating dinner together, Progress came knocking. Progress moves can't be stopped. Trees cut down and then they're chopped. Progress will never be dropped till this whole culture is swapped. During dinner time with the Jones, a knock came to the door and everyone froze. Father Reed went to the door to open. On the other side was a man who was hoping to take their farm, take their land, and turn it into a strip mall. He reached out to shake Reed's hand, but he wasn't getting no howdy, y'all. In fact, he wasn't even getting a no, sir. But against this man, nothing would deter, because progress moves can't be stopped. Trees cut down and then they're chopped. Progress will never be dropped till this whole culture is swapped. Few words were exchanged as they'd been before. Reed told him he wasn't selling, then he closed the door. He explained that Philip Keller had been wanting to buy their land that had been there for centuries in their clan. But still that man planned to one day put an end to this southern strand. Philip Keller, Reed explained, we'll never pay enough to take this land out from under us. But progress moves can't be stopped. Trees cut down and then they're chopped. Progress will never be dropped till this whole culture is swapped. And so you see, you miscreants, you knaves, you rogues, is, you are no better than Mr. Philip Keller trying to steal the Joneses' land right out from under them. This is my drobe, those are her petunias, and you must leave.
Or what, Top Hat Man?
Yeah, you gonna quote some more fancy words at us?
Come on, guys, let's load her up.
I don't believe it. Ambrosia, they have some kind of jerry-rigged bicycle contraption that they are hauling the Drobarf on.
I told you it was terrible.
Cease this at once, you miscreants. Bye-bye, Top Hat Man. No!
Sir, please, don't leave me. Please don't make me go with them.
I suppose I should wrap up the episode. As I chase after these miscreants, please, check us out on the internet, I suppose, in the various places and show notes and description and the like. Goodness gracious, come back here. See you all next time on Tales from Rhyme and Space. Come back!